Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. And on this week's episode, we are going to be reviewing The Doll. Not only that, but last night, Mariah Carey performed at Madison Square Garden. Neither of us were there, but history was made. And long story short, Mariah performed Oh Santa with Jennifer Hudson and Ariana Grande. So we have to break that down and we have to fully talk about it and go into that too. So
about bloody time.
Why are you wearing gloves?
I'm handling my doll.
Oh my God, you guys. Gareth literally looks like a freaking serial killer right now. He's wearing freaking plastic gloves to handle his Barbie doll. Okay, tell us why. Tell us why.
Because I hate fingerprints on things. All my vinyl records are in individual sleeves for the records, and all of the actual sleeve, the artwork of the sleeve, you know what I mean? The actual official sleeve for the vinyl record is in another sleeve. So when I got this doll, and we'll get into that in a second, and I unpacked it, I took it out with my hands completely bare, and I thought to myself, I'm getting fingerprints all over it. So I wiped it with some of my, I got a cloth with one of my vinyl cleaning kits. So every time I've adjusted it or had to move it, I've wiped it afterwards. So I thought, I'm just going to put gloves on in future.
Does it get really fingerprinty? I haven't noticed a bunch of fingerprints on mine, and I touched it a bunch, I think.
I noticed them on the like silver bit at the bottom and a little bit on the side. I don't know, but I got paranoid.
Well, show us your doll. Let's talk about her. Let's go into the doll first and then Oh Santa, I think that's what we should do. Because we've been talking about this doll forever. It was speculated for such a long time, and we weren't sure if she was going to come, but...
Or if it was even real, like officially.
Yeah, or if it was even real, but thankfully, we both have been blessed this Christmas, and were able to receive not only... I think both of us got two.
We both got two, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we were both blessed, and we got two, so... All right, well...
We should probably start...
Where do we begin with the doll?
We should probably start from the beginning, because... I only knew because you brought it to my attention. One day I was on my way home from work or something, and then you'd already like posted a couple of things or sent them to me. I can't remember the exact detail, but I know it was brought to my attention by you.
We didn't get pictures yet. I remember we knew there was going to be a doll. And then like, I think we literally talked about it after we recorded one day. And then the next day we got that drawing, remember? The drawing of the doll. Remember we
I feel like there was
we talked about it in an episode, yeah, and then the next day the drawing of the doll came out.
Yes, yeah, so we had the
and then you guessed the outfit, what it was gonna be.
Oh God, yes. Well, we came up with a bunch of stuff. We came up with a bunch of ideas, and I said potentially it's gonna be the Marilyn Monroe-esque dress. But we brainstormed a few ideas back and forth, which were still really good ideas in my opinion. But yeah, this kind of
next year.
Yeah. Well, I'll unpack that on another episode. But like, yeah, so this dress kind of was a no-brainer, but we weren't sure if it was gonna be like I think we thought about Nutcracker and a red sparkly dress, like all the other red sparkly dresses. But then we came around to the idea of it being the Marilyn Monroe dress. And then we're kind of like stumped there, like, oh, And we kind of had that brainwave where we're like, that makes sense. And then, yeah, the pictures then came out, like the drawing. And so then, yeah, we were kind of like, oh, okay, it's going to be that dress. And then there were some really strange, like, pictures that felt like a cheaper... I don't know what was...
Okay, yeah. So when the original photos were leaked, they were from a bad angle, I think, and it was not looking like Mariah, and we were very scared. I remember there was an episode about me talking about the hair and being like, it's way too light. And we'll get into everything, all the details of what we think about her now that we have her in person. But I remember still having hope and being like, I think it will be good in person. Let me see. And then I remember seeing photos of her that other lambs had gotten and being like, you know what? She is not bad. It was a bad angle. I'm getting this doll no matter what. Like, I'm getting this doll. You knew this was the... Let's talk about... If you've been listening to this podcast, you know this has been the year of the Barbie doll for me. And I got the...
Really, like, it's been insane. If in my head, from outside looking in, it feels like there's been, like, loads of different variations of the Barbies. There's the Ariel stuff. Like, they were really good this year. And I've only ever seen this through you.
Well, yeah. So we talked about the Little Mermaid earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I got into those dolls, and they're so beautiful. And then I got some of the Barbie movie dolls. And then... I joined the Mattel Creations group. And then I think that's where I started hearing the whispers of the Mariah doll.
Yeah, because you said that I should get on there, but I thought I'm not as invested in the whole franchise to join.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even though I was actually a Mattel member, I was at checkout when she dropped, and she sold out while I was checking out. So I couldn't get her at Mattel Creations. I ended up ultimately getting one on Amazon and then one somewhere else. But yeah, this doll is probably actually really popular, I think. I think it was done well.
Yeah. From where we are now, I think, because there were so many bad things about the photos that were, quote unquote, leaked originally. Like, there was a thread on the dress. The skin tone of the doll was a bit lighter than probably what we expected. The hair was too light. The angle wasn't the best. The lighting in the actual picture wasn't the best.
And the picture was a little blurry, I think. Yeah, it wasn't the best quality photo.
Yeah, that's why it gave prototype, like someone had snuck a photo quick before anyone walked in the room or whatever, just so they could leak it. Like, it did give very rough draft. So we were a little bit concerned of what this is going to, one, represent and turn out like, and if it was actually going to be an official thing. So on the day of release, you were at checkout with your doll, and she'd all sold out. She sold out in like, what, 5 or 10 minutes?
It's like five minutes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So over here, I feel like there wasn't really much of a release until after they'd sold out over there. I looked on the Mattel website, and it was available in sterling. So I think it was like £119 to buy from the UK. That's still quite a bit more than what you guys were paying over there. It was like, what, $75, $80 over there?
Well, for this one, I think I paid 100 and something. I don't remember. But it was definitely more than the original price that I paid for it.
I think for the UK, it was always... I've not seen it any cheaper than 119, apart from this one I got. Yeah, so I thought, okay, I'll try and get it. Went to go get it, nothing, couldn't get anything. I thought, oh, it didn't even look like it had been released yet. Like, it didn't even say, I don't think it even said sold out. I can't remember. It just seemed like it wasn't available yet.
Oh, yeah, people had been buying this doll before it came out, though. Yeah.
I mean, it was available in Thailand first, which I found a bit strange.
And people were selling it for like $250 before it was available. And some people bought it, and some lambs had sent us photos of it. And that's how we were able to share. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not spending $250. I'm going to wait and hopefully, you know, but I did end up having to pay a little bit more, but still at least not $250, you know?
Yeah. So then, like almost by magic, a couple of days later, the doll was available on UK Amazon, and it was official. It said like Mariah Carey Amazon EU or something. And I thought, oh, this is good. This is good. And then right at the last minute, I managed to get I think it must have been the last one or something, because I saw that there was some that was two available. I think we'd spoken about this and you were like, you need to get the doll, you need to get the doll. And I thought, do I need it enough? Do I want it enough? And then I thought, you know what? Yes, I do. So then I went and got it for like, it was £99.98 or something like that. Just like crazy. And I thought, okay, I've got it for under £100. It came real quick. It came in like a few days. And in those few days, I thought, what if it gets lost? What if it gets lost? So you'd sent me a link for Wish, which is you could pay in installments, which I absolutely hate doing that. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get a second doll now. So I got a second one from Wish. And then almost like the next day, the Amazon one turned up. So it was like 2 days after I'd already, or 3 days after I'd already purchased it.
So do you already have both of yours?
I have both of mine already, yeah. One still in the box and one still in the actual box.
Does one look better than the other?
There's a slight difference in the hair.
What did you think about her the first time you opened her up and saw her in person versus the photos that you saw originally? What were your first thoughts of her versus what you had built up in your head, the pictures that we saw, the shit that we had talked, the hopes that we had wanted? What did you feel?
I'd spent most of the day waiting for this, tracking it on Amazon. So I was, and my doorbell buzzer has broken, we're getting it fixed. And obviously I was like, how am I gonna know? So I was standing at the window for ages, but the time frame was like midday to 9 p.m. And I thought, well, I'm not gonna be standing at this window for 9 hours for it to not turn up. And then I just kept refreshing every like 10 minutes or something. I can't remember now, it was something really like crazy, you know, tick tick, and constantly refreshing. And then they were like literally outside. I ran down and he came to the door. I was like, I saw her. And then they were like, oh yeah. And then I was just like, okay. And then like, I've got all these other parcels as well. They were for the neighbor. And I was just like, I took mine, ran upstairs like a kid at Christmas. And it felt like anybody, I'm sure everybody can relate to this. You know, when you've been, had your eye on a toy as a kid for so, so long, and you think, my God, it's a great toy. It's got great gadgets. It's got this, that, the other. And then you have it in your hands and you feel like all your prayers have been answered. I feel like there was so much anticipation for this doll. And then as soon as I opened the box, I was being very careful opening the box because I thought, I don't want to damage anything. The box was in like one of the typical Amazon boxes, all wrapped in paper. So I ripped all that off. Then you get the main box, and I carefully opened that, slid her out, although she was a little bit hard to grab. So I thought, oh my God, I'm going to damage this, try to take her out. And I slid her very slowly, like a slow reveal for myself. And I could feel like myself getting all like, as she was coming out. And I just couldn't stop staring at her. So much more spectacular, even though the dress is very much like what we said. We did compare it to a Brillo pad. The hair does look very synthetic.
I thought the dress looked better in person, though. Don't lie, because when I first pulled her out, I was like, oh, okay, I definitely get it now. Like, it looks like the dress in the photo, it does look a little cheaper, but in person, it looks like those are like, the shimmer is like the size of what the rhinestone would be. So it's giving me like it's to scale, you know?
Right.
So yeah. I get it. When I opened it, I was like, oh my gosh, her hips are so big. That's what I thought. Like her hips are big and her dress is big and her hair is big. But yes, and I thought, oh my gosh, my first actual thing was they actually killed the hair. Because they really did do it a little bit lighter in the front, like I was saying. And then they had some darker pieces throughout with a more golden-y blonde as well. So there's like three different colors of hair. And it's actually done very, very well. And there's the butterfly ring and her microphone. And her hair is big. And she's got her giant big hoop earrings. And my dress is actually really good. And yeah. She's got the snowflake on her hip.
The thing with the dress, just to add, is that in the original photo, you got too much of the texture, which is what made us think about it being like a Brillo pad. But when you open the doll, like you just mentioned, it's the sparkly part of it overshadows the actual like fine detail of the texture of the fabric.
Yes, you can't see the texture as much.
No, and it does make more of a spectacular sort of garment, even though obviously when you pay too much attention and really look into like detail, like I've been doing, I've really been examining this, like I examined the Emancipation of Mimi artwork when it was first released, and so you really then see it. But I like it.
You love it. Get out of here.
I do love it. I mean, I like
this,
the dress.
I think they did this doll so well that you could take her out of the box and dress her up as like a couple of different eras and you probably wouldn't know.
The curls for the hair, like all the tones are quite nice. The blonde is a little too blonde.
I think it's perfect because it's got that low light in there and it's got that brighter money piece in the front and then like that more, yeah, it's got like highlights and low lights throughout.
Yeah,
it's just I think they killed it with the hair and the face. The face actually looks like her.
Yeah.
If you look at the face, like from certain angles, it looks bad. Like because the way that they have her positioned in the box, they should have tilted her head a little bit toward her good side so she'd look a little bit more familiar to us. But if you look at her straight on, for me, she looks just like her. If you tilt her a little bit to the right, so it makes her,
yeah,
what is it, her left side pop out more with her
right,
yeah, I don't know, bitch, yeah. It looks just like her. It looks just like her. They slayed this doll.
The curls were better. The way that the curls fall on this first one I got from Amazon especially, and the way that they fall, it kind of looks good. So the first one I really wanted to keep in the box, but I agree, there is something. Gia's showing me her doll now, I've just been showing her mine, and there is something I've noticed. All the dolls I've seen on social media, the face, the head is tilted a little bit too much. So
too high.
Yeah. So I'm keeping mine.
And that's the reason.
It should be a little bit.
That's the reason why she looks a little funny. It's because yeah. I would never look like that.
Your face on yours looks a little bit more different to mine. Like,
no, I don't think so.
Your face looks like a little rounder. Maybe it is the way that the hair shapes the face.
I think it looks the same.
Yeah, I was toying with the idea of should I take her out? Because apparently I heard that there's like a stand in the box.
Yeah, there is.
I've not checked, but apparently there's a stand.
You too, so you can keep one in the box and open one.
I know, but I don't want to. I dare, in case one gets damaged. I then need to buy another one to replace that one.
You don't have to do that. Even the way that they have her leg positioned is like perfectly her.
Yeah. The writing on the back of the box that I got is really small. It says the same thing as everything else that was speculated and what I've seen so far, but it's just really small. I think it's because they do it in...
Wait, let me see the back. That looks different.
Yeah.
Than mine. So you have way more words on the back.
Yeah, but I think basically what it is because yours is catering to America, which most of America speaks English. I'm really glad she did this, and I'm really glad I got one, even though despite our reservations in the beginning, she came out really nice.
Hey, I knew it was going to be good. I feel like I was the only one who was saying with this doll, it's just a bad photo. It's going to be good. I feel like I was saying that the whole time.
I'm
lying, but I feel like I was.
Don't forget, you're a deluded lamb now.
I know, I am. But we had all of this stuff planned before she signed my finals. So yeah, all of the Christmas stuff to come, we had planned. So we were being festive this year. So don't come for us.
Yeah, I feel like we were both a little bit 50-50, but I think you were always like, I'm going to get this doll no matter what.
Yeah.
Whereas I was a bit like, I don't know, it's going to have to look pretty damn good for me to get it.
Yeah, and those professionally shot photos, they looked amazing.
Oh, they were really good. All the promo that's gone on with the doll has looked good, looked slightly different in the face. So what I feel like most of the professional photos I've seen of the Barbie doll, she's always looked a bit sort of like cartoon-like. Not like Mariah's cartoon, but just like that typical Barbie-esque. And I know it is a Mariah Barbie, you know, it's not actually Mariah in a box. So it's going to look like that. But I just feel that mine, the one that I've got, is not that it looks more realistic, but it's gone in that direction. Whereas the ones in the promos look a little bit more like a Barbie, even though mine still look pretty much like Barbie.
Well, maybe it's that the face is giving the one that I have, and yours is literally a different face mold from a different country or something. Because you did get them on, you know, Amazon UK and a different UK website, and I got mine from a US website. Maybe there is slight subtle differences in the actual faces.
Possibly.
Because that's actually not the first time I've heard that, I think.
Yeah. I think this is like the ones I have. I think there's a standard for Europe. That's why there's all those different languages on the back. So there's so much text, and they are all different languages because I think it's catering for the whole of Europe. Not all of Europe speaks the same language. That's my thought process anyway. But yeah, I like to handle it with gloves because I don't like to touch them too much in case. But first of all, I'm scared of touching it in case I bend the folds in the box. Because the one that's still in the main delivery box, the cardboard box, she had a little bend in one of them. And I was scared that I'd done it when I first took her out. And I realized I can't sort of bend it back. I think it was like that. So that's fine. Yeah, I'm glad I've got them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet because I've not been in like toy mode or collector's mode, like for this kind of thing.
Hey, if you're not gonna open it or get more, they could be like super festive Christmas decorations that you drag out every year, you know? They could be part of your Mariah Christmas decoration.
That's what I was thinking, because at least then if they go back in the box each year, they're preserved. Like the blues aren't
going to I'm keeping mine out all fucking year, boo. This is going to be this doll. I love, honey, this doll is beautiful. It's probably my favorite doll that I have. Even though it's not the most expensive or like detailed, intricate doll that I have, but it's Mariah and it's got her butterfly ring and it looks just like her. I will say though, this ensemble, it doesn't give me All I Want for Christmas Is You. It gives me Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. That's what I will say.
I remember when she first started doing this dress. And it wasn't as extravagant as the one in the Barbie doll. And it wasn't as extravagant as the one, the Marilyn Monroe one we've got like in later years, like especially the Walker's Crisps advert.
But this dress is trying to be that. And on the back, that's the photo that they used.
But there's earlier.
And she did wear this dress in the All I Want, the new music video, right? Yeah. She did wear it.
In the 2019 one.
Yeah, she did wear it in the video. But still, even so, I still get Christmas Baby, Please Come Home from it. I don't know why. She wore it on the tour. That's why. She wore this dress during that song on the tour. And she wore the Nutcracker. She always wears the Nutcracker ensemble for All I Want. So that'd be cute if they gave her... Maybe if they do another one, they could do the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker
one. I would like the Nutcracker one.
But yeah, so I remember seeing her in 2017 and she had something that was kind of like this. And I don't think it had so much of a train situation, but it was pretty basic. It had like the snowflake clasp and it had some other things going on, but it didn't have too much. So it's kind of like they've made amalgamation of all of them, but then they've left off the sparkly bits on the wrist. But it's okay. Like, it's still good. And I think that the way that the doll came as it's delivered is still fairly decent. It's nothing like what we were worried about in the first instance. So I think it's a job well done. One thing I will say, and I did bring it up recently, is that Mariah doesn't seem to be promoting it too much. It all seems to be Barbie promoting and doing the partnership with her. She did post a picture of her story recently. I think it was like last week or something, about holding the doll. And that's pretty much all I've seen her do, apart from handing them out at one of her tour nights. So it would be nice. Oh, but it's not even like they can create like a nice little cute promo because, oh, you know, like, here's me and my daughter playing with my Barbie doll. It was my dream as a growing up and da-da-da-da-da. My daughter's now going to play with it, you know. So there's not that kind of like...
Well, I don't think that this isn't like a toy that you buy your kid for Christmas. This is a collector's item. Yeah. This is giving. Even the box that it comes in, it's like really kind of big, you know. It looks like it's supposed to be displayed in this box, and it's like an $80 doll almost. The only way you can get it now is probably if you pay at least $80 for it, maybe 90 to 100. So that's giving collector for me.
True, I paid too
much. So I don't really see, And or I think they still, you can still get them on her tour. They were selling them at my show. Yeah. I don't know if they're still selling them or if they've sold out. I don't know how many they had. I wonder how they divvied them out for this, you know?
Yeah, because it's not like you can fold it like and stack them up like shirts, you know? Like,
well, they were coming in the box that you have. So,
oh, is that how they were giving it out at the tour in the
actual- yeah.
Okay, so yeah, mm-hmm. that's stackable, I guess, unless you just line them all up.
And like, yeah, they could like put them in a giant tub.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, but they don't
stack. Tetris them.
Yeah, I guess. It's just not the same as a fabric moment where it can be flattened.
Like very, a bunch yeah. of stuff. But they have like those, you've been to a concert with those yeah. giant boxes of shirts, you know?
Yeah.
They probably just have it like that, true. But they're just, you know, Lincoln logged in there, you yeah. know.
Okay, well, with that, we can move on to
the history that was made last night at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Every lamb who was there, oh my God, I'm so jealous of you. I kept on thinking, Gia, you need to be fucking grateful. Your show was amazing. You got The Roof, you got Missy Most, you got a signed vinyl. You better sit the fuck down and let these lambs have their moment here. But I could not help but be like, girl, why were you not at Madison Square Garden this year? Oh my God. Oh, girl. Yeah,
might not have turned out in the same sequence of events if you'd have gone to that one. But if you went to both, maybe.
Oh, girl. But, we should have been there. We should have been there.
I didn't get to go to any.
I wonder if they'll come back like next time, next Madison Square, but I don't think so. You know, like moments like those are so like magical. I mean, and like
there's more chance of it happening.
Talk about the planets and stars lining up.
Yeah. But there's more chance of it happening over there in Madison Square Garden than it ever is over here in London. That none of them yeah. have missed it. So that was really, really, really lucky one. But is that for all the Madison Square Garden shows? Is she doing this? Or is it just a one-off? Because she's got a couple in Madison Square Garden, no? Like two or three nights.
There's only one more night. But that's not tonight. It's like she's coming back around.
Okay. So who knows? Maybe she could bring them out again at the next one.
I wouldn't hold my breath, but I literally think that what happened was iconic. Like, so for anyone who hasn't seen, Mariah Carey dragged out some bitches at the show. And oh, finally. Oh my fucking God. Finally, this song was performed live. The Osanna remix with Jennifer Hudson and Ariana Grande was performed live at Madison Square Garden. Mariah introduced them as two Christmas angels, which was so adorable. Mariah's red dress, her red short dress was silver this time.
She changed up a couple
because I believe she had a long red ensemble in the beginning of the show, which she posted on Instagram.
Which is better than the long red dress she had with the puffy sides.
Than last year?
No, this year. What you're saying? She had one red dress that was fitted, but it had puffy sides. It just looked
weird. Oh, for the first show?
Yeah, and then the other long dress that she's now doing is so spectacular. But yeah, back to the short dress. And it's now...
Okay, so silver version of the previous dress that we have been seeing, which actually, it's perfect because remember we were like, I love all the costumes from last year, except that silver dress's skirt was a mess. It's fixed now. She fixed it. It's like she made the skirt tighter and cuter. I think it was cute all silver. Or maybe if there was, I bet in person, it wasn't all silver and there was like just white ones too, I bet.
Or some gold, but that's really teeny tiny detail.
I know you've been saying you want some gold.
We need a gold moment. I mean, we had little bits here and there, but I'd like a gold moment.
And there was that 18-minute moment with the gold. And in the Apple TV Plus, there was the gold. But you're right. I would live for if there's still another version of the short dress, if there's a gold version, that would be cute.
With some silver bits on, because that would be more noticeable.
Maybe like around the boobies, like a little bit of silver up there and at the trim at the bottom. That would be cute. Yeah, that would be cute. You're right. You're not lying. Okay, so basically, so Mariah was in that, a silver version of the red dress. Ariana was in a red, slinky little, it looked corseted almost, but it wasn't. She's just tiny. She's just so tiny. It was just a cute little tiny red dress. And it was gorgeous. And Jennifer was in sort of like a 20s flapper-esque with feathery boa type. It was almost flapper, wasn't it?
Oh, but you said slapper.
Flapper, darling. 1920 flapper. Flapper girl.
But yeah, that was kind of giving like late night bedroom boudoir moment, but it was all black. It looked nice. I think she could have pulled off a bit of gold or a bit of green just to keep the festive moment going.
But I liked that they all had different colors, like, because if two of them were in red and one of them was wearing something different, or if, you know, I don't know, if it was just thrown off the bed, it would have been, unless it was like J-Hud and Ari were both in red and Mariah was the one in something different. But if Mariah was wearing the same color as one of them, but not the other, I think that would have looked a little bad. So I liked that they were all wearing different colors. So that was cute. That was cute. And then it felt like Jennifer's mic was the only one that was like loud. Like it felt like the other two girls' mics were not as loud or something. I don't know.
It did feel that way. It felt a little bit like people were trying to like, people were a bit reserved and trying to give people their platforms a bit, but also trying to be present, but also.
Oh, are you talking about Ariana?
Both of them, really, because Mariah started doing some harmonizing with Ariana. It was good. I'm not going to play it down. I'm not going to throw it under any bus. I liked it. I'm glad we got it. They all seemed very much in the moment. They all seemed happy to be there and happy in each other's company. You know, they were harmonizing with each other. Mariah acknowledged each of them on the stage. You know, there was no like distraction in either direction. She was very focused on who was singing. You know, it was a good performance.
And it has needed to have happened, you know, like it's needed to come. I'm so glad that it happened because we've been waiting for this moment, you know. This is, like I said, history has been made. This is historic. It's the first time, and I think it's the first time that they performed this together, but it's the first time I've seen something from Ariana in a while, too, since I've seen like those leaked Wicked things, and she had that big moment, divorce moment. So this is, I think, the first thing Ari's done in a long time. But I could be totally wrong because I'm not the biggest Ariana-nator, but I do like her. But I think it's the first time she's been out in a while.
She did. Wasn't one of her albums, she's had like a 10th anniversary or something this year.
Oh, she did have that little anniversary for the thing. Yeah. Okay, so it's like the second thing, maybe.
So she performed some of the songs live in London, apparently. And then, or at least that's what they're saying it is. I mean, it could have been.
Well, it was videotaped, I think.
Yeah. And so I think the recordings of those live performances are on that deluxe version of that album, like the 10th anniversary or whatever it's called. So there's that, but I don't think it felt very fleeting because even I'm not really a fan of Ariana Grande. So I noticed that because obviously it's like London, whatever. And I thought, oh, okay, she's in London. And then that was it. But yeah, I've heard some stuff about the Wicked thing as well. But maybe she's having a healing moment, throwing herself into her work. And then behind the scenes, she's rejuvenating. I don't know.
No, it's Mariah who dragged her out of the trenches, honey. It's Mariah is the power of Mariah, baby.
Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we get to see a bit more. Hopefully they're going to be the next one. Hopefully this is going to be a common thing. Probably not too common. Let's have a little bit of a surprise. I don't want to, like, jinx anybody.
Well, I would have hoped that they filmed this so they could maybe have another music video of Osanna to maybe get some more streams. I don't know if this was filmed or not, but I would pray to God that this was filmed because who knows if they are ever going to perform this again, ever. You know, what are the chances all three of them can get their schedules to align? You know, you already know it's hard for us to get three people who probably run on different time to get a schedule together. It's difficult. Yeah. So I can't imagine three big people like that trying to get their stuff to get it together like that. And they've already done it twice now. They got together and made the song, and they got together and performed it. You know, Whitney and Mariah only performed When You Believe together twice.
Yeah, they didn't even record it together either. These probably didn't record it together. But obviously, they did.
Yeah, I doubt they recorded it together because it was like the height of the pandemic, you know?
And who knows? They probably only recorded like half of the performance for the Apple TV special and was superimposed on. But you can tell that they are there together in some of the shots. But I don't know. Maybe if the check's big enough, they'll be there. Who knows? I don't think this is the last. I think that they could do something else, even if it's an anniversary moment. I hope that they do. Wherever they can get and wherever they're willing to go and whatever, I hope that they do celebrate this more. And who knows? Maybe in another 10 or 15, 20 years, it will go to number one. Who knows? I think it'll have its moment. I think it will have its moment. Probably not just yet. Who knows? But I have a feeling it will have its resurgence and be a thing.
That would be crazy. But I don't know. That would be amazing. I would love Osana to be number one. But I think that if they had done a physical release, it would have done so much better, wouldn't it have? Because it charted. I remember it made like 60 or something. It was like in the middle of the Hot 100 somewhere.
I mean, I don't think it will ever go to number one over here. I don't have that feeling. But for me, as long as it goes to number one in America, because that's where she has that reign of the number one. So I'd love that for her. I'd love that for all of them, actually, as well, for them to have a number one single with Mariah. That would be really
cool. Yeah, together.
Yeah. So I do. I'm happy this happened. I'm happy for everybody that was in the audience. I'm hopeful for the audience.
Oh, they are so lucky.
And I'm hopeful for the next Madison Square Garden one as well, because as long as she doesn't say anything and people are expecting, thinking, oh yeah, they're not going to come out. They came out at the other show. And then she brings them out again. That would be amazing. But
yeah. And if hopefully they record both of them and put out a video of that.
Yeah. But a lot. They could do like an EP, like a live version of the Apple TV.
Yeah. Yes. Put out the live version and that version and Mariah's by herself version, maybe like a radio edit or like a club mix, and put it out on vinyl. 30th anniversary, girl. Oh my gosh. We do need to talk about a 30th anniversary, because I saw Michael Bublé's 10 year Christmas album box set thing. And I'm like, girl, if Mariah's 30th anniversary is like anything, like I hope it is, it's just gonna be crazy. Like, I'm not gonna try and get like too overwhelmed, but or too my hopes too high. But I just feel like that her and her team, they put so much energy into Christmas that they gotta do this one big, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't you think? Like, they gotta do it big.
They've gotta do it big. And a dance remix of all three of them.
And Osana has to be a part of it.
Oh, they'd be stupid not to. They need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely milk that cow dry with this.
Well, that was the Osana performance. Anything else about that?
Not about the Osana thing. I think it is what it is. It's a great performance. It's great to relive it. It was a great surprise moment. But the other thing is yet another All I Want for Christmas Is You music video. Now, I've lost count now of how many there are. It was a cute little
seven.
Seven. Like official music videos, not counting the Apple TV performance, because that was something else. But
I mean, no, that doesn't count either. No.
Anybody does count.
But music videos, there's seven.
So, but like, I feel like it's.
Which is a lot, but I actually liked this video. Oh, and we haven't talked about Mariah sent, what's her name? Flowers. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to address it if you don't want to, but I thought that people were making such a big deal about Rocking Around the Christmas Tree going number one. And I felt like, don't you think Mariah's still probably gonna go number one? Like, I've been streaming All I Want, haven't you? Are you lamb streaming All I Want? Or who's, because or at least the people who are worried that other people are going number one, are you guys streaming? Because you know, I feel like she's still going to go number one. Don't you?
I don't know what I think about her going to number one in the US. She's at number two currently in the UK. So I'm kind of hopeful she will again here. I am hopeful that she will in the US, but I just don't know if she will at this stage. What is it? It's only a couple of weeks until Christmas. So in reality, she has done so much and so well with Christmas over the last few years. Like, I think it's okay for 1 year for her to not quite get there. Like, the song is still performing. She is still performing, you know? So the song's still doing its thing. And she's turning up every Christmas with things, you know? This year she's gone back to basics, which I absolutely love, and given us a full-on musical moment with the tour, whether you got to go or not. You know, it's not just full of endorsements and, you know, we're sat here like, what is this? What's going on? So it's a proper thing that's down to the fibre of Mariah Carey, you know, a musical show. So if All I Want for Christmas Is You doesn't get to number one, then I'm okay with that, you know? And who knows, maybe next year when she's got like this huge plan of things and it's just going to be plug, 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 plug of everything. And then all of a sudden, All I Want for Christmas Is You will go to number one, or even Oh Santa, fingers crossed, delusional land moment. But yeah, no, I'm fine with Brenda Lee or whatever her name is. Brenda Lee, right? This rock, is it Rocking Around?
I don't even know.
A lot of the songs that were in Home Alone, I feel that she has appeared this Christmas out of nowhere. I didn't even know she's still alive. And she's gone to number
one. I know. I literally was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I thought this song was from like 100 million years ago. Like, I was like, wow. They dug this girl up out the grave to bring her to number one. Oh my gosh. But you know, I feel like they pulled a page from Mariah's book trying to put that song to number one, because they made the new music video for it. And then I think they sold physical releases or something, like maybe at a discount, but I don't know. But buy your All I Want for Christmas vinyls and singles and Merry Christmas CDs, you guys.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have them.
Or gift them, spread the word, gift them to people.
Oh yeah, yeah, spread the gift of Christmas cheer.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, there's been so many years where it's been number one. I feel like it's okay after these last few years of it doing so well for it to just not quite get there.
I hope that it's still number one on my birthday. If I'm going to take only 1 week at number one this year, I hope it's the week from Christmas to my birthday. That's what I would hope. So if we only make it 1 week this year, which I think we're still going to get there, I would have a feeling. It's at number two right now.
In the U.S.?
You know? Yeah.
Oh, it's number two here.
It's right under Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, Last Christmas by Wham is at number one at the moment here.
Oh, I love Last Christmas. You know, that would be cute 1 year if that gets a couple weeks at number one, because that is actually a really good Christmas song. And yeah, that's a shame George Michael passed away. Oh,
she's still at number two. Oh, you can't see it, but she's still at number two over here. Brenda Lee is at number six. So sorry, Brenda. But good show.
I think that I can't believe that, you know, that All I Want has been number one that many times already, you know? Like, it's been number one on my birthday many, many times. It's been number one for several weeks. It's just crazy that it's at number two right now. And hopefully by next week, it'll be a number one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Keep streaming, loves. Gift it if you need to. And then hopefully next year it'll be Oh Santa. And Oh Santa can keep All I Want for Christmas Is You off the number one spot.
I want a live version of Oh Santa. That would be so magical. I can't believe we've gotten so much for Christmas already, though. Like, I mean, I can't believe I've gotten fed this much for Christmas. But also we as lambs, we all got the tour. Yeah, we got Oh Santa. We got Miss You Most. We got The Roof. I got a signed vinyl. I got talked to by Mariah.
There was some.
This is the best Christmas. The doll. The doll is amazing. It turned out amazing.
There's somebody in the new All I Want for Christmas Is You music video, the live one of this show, that got their Christmas album signed as well. So good for you. But I just feel that, like, there really wasn't that much footage of that. Or even if anybody else.
Of what? What happened?
Somebody held up a signed copy of their Merry Christmas album.
And in the music video?
Music video. And I feel like they must have got it
signed. I saw that. There were two different ones.
Oh, okay. But like, I didn't see much of that on social media. I don't know if she's had the opportunity to pick somebody out at like a few of these shows or all of these shows.
I think that people have been bringing stuff and getting it signed. I just haven't seen. I think I saw one video, but you know, remember, I was trying not to watch all the videos at first. Also,
I've watched. I only saw yours really in multiple different videos. Scattered about.
Well, that's also because we've been trying to find it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've not been looking for the other ones. But I feel like sometimes when you look at, when you're constantly looking at things, sometimes these things fall on your lap with like hashtags you follow or accounts you follow. And, you know, it's just how it works. But like, yeah, nothing like yours at the Detroit show.
Well, I think that there was just a special energy, just like there had to have been a special energy in New York, you know, to get all of those three women together to perform that song. And then I know that there were probably all of the lambs that, you know, could get there were there, and they were probably like feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, that there was probably a rumor going around like it's gonna happen, you know, from the whole day there was probably stuff being speculated, the energy, and then the change in the set list once she, because you know, she didn't perform Osana in the typical spot, she moved it to right, because I was watching this live on Instagram, so once she performed Santa Claus is coming tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Once she performs that, but oh, Santa hasn't come yet. Oh, I know it's happening. So I bet that they knew it was coming. Like, I bet that they had a feeling in there. Yeah. And yeah, so just like there was like, I bet that there was like a crazy like energy. And then once it happened, you know, I bet that there was just, Mariah just has the energy about her. I bet all these shows, like, I don't know. There's just, I know Detroit was a special night, and I bet New York was just as special too for so many people because they got to see literal legends making magic, so.
I don't know. I think just this show and its spectacularity just to be in any of those shows, especially this.
It keeps going. Like, the fact that it just keeps on getting, like, better and better, like, it's been, you know, like, so it would be this year, right? Like, this tour is, you know, this tour is, like, almost like an emancipation type moment, I feel. Like, because the stadiums, or the arenas, they're getting filled.
Yeah.
The people are there.
The thing is, she's doing such a big moment now because maybe, who knows, she might not have all this time next year. The shows, if she does any shows, there might not be as many. It's probably all going to be like new stuff potentially, which I think if she's going to do new stuff, she'd be so silly to not do some live moments. Then there'd be loads of like celebrating the legacy of the original Christmas album.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of the Obsessed Podcast. We hope you've been having a great festive Christmas season. We love you, appreciate you, and enjoy you. Bye.